We're talking to instructor Brad Kemp from MTSU, and a big bike race is coming up. Tell us about that.
The bike race is Tour of the Borough. It's coming up on April 20th. It is an event that the students put on themselves. They program it. They plan it. And the particular race this year has benefits going towards special kids.
Does this take place every year?
It does. We, as a part of the department in the leisure, sport, tourism, outdoor recreation area, we put on an event every year. And it's mainly for our students to be able to train to do this in their professional careers, but also to benefit the community. So this year we have tied in the special kids to that, and we're really excited about it.
So why cycling?
Cycling, particularly for us, it was a way to kind of push a health initiative to the community of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And so to get out there and get the benefits of physical activity, the benefits of being involved with the community, was the main reason that we started with the bike ride, and we've enjoyed a lot of success with it and have kept it going because of that.
Again, MTSU instructor Brad Kemp is with us today, and we're talking about Tour de Borough, a big bike race that's going to take place here in the very near future. You say April the 20th, right?
April the 20th, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be at Barfield Crescent Park. Starting early in the morning, there'll be three different levels, if you will, for racing. There'll be kind of a very intermediate of a beginner level, and then they'll also have a larger scale race for those who have are a little bit more experienced.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, it's always left from Barfield Park, right?
It has. And it tours a lot of the surrounding area. So it goes kind of as far as you want it to, as I mentioned, the three different levels there. But it's actually a beautiful ride. We've done a great job in the past that the students have really marked it well, made it very accessible, and also made it enjoyable without taking away any of the beauty of the ride. So
I know me and the kids went there for the start of the race last year. We didn't actually ride in the race, but we went for the start of the race and everything, and there was a lot of people there.
There was, you know, last year, if I recall correctly, the weather looked like it might not cooperate with us, and then we got off without a hitch, and we were really excited about that. So I think that's all part of the process for the MTSU students to be able to plan and how to deal with such things as weather, and then hey, somebody forgot the snacks or the coffee and such. So we really pride ourselves on that, and giving the students an opportunity to not only step up and have that leadership opportunities, but also to kind of interact with the clientele that we have. And from a lot of the people that I talk to, they really enjoy the students' upbeat attitude. They're enthusiastic about what they do. And so if you've been there, you kind of know we're excited about doing it again. So
give us the route of Tour de Borough.
You know, the route, it's kind of hard to explain. So to be honest with you, I'd have to take a pass on that because it's hard for me to explain. And this year, we really left it up to the students to once again kind of create that. And they're using the same, for those who are listening and are wondering and have done it before, it's going to be about the same route. For me, still, you know, being a little new to the Murfreesboro area, I could show you, but I couldn't really tell you. But it does, I know that it's goes way into the countryside and our surrounding towns and areas, and it's you know, from being there before and doing, I really was impressed with how actually beautiful it was. So
we only have about 30 seconds or so left. Again, all the money that is raised by Tour de Borough goes to special kids here in town. Is it too late to register?
It is not too late to register. We have a website up. You can visit tourdeborough.com. You can also go, and we have a link to a Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. So we're fully up and running, and the students are doing a great job of managing that. We also take on-site registration, so if you show up that day, if it's a last-minute thing, we'll be glad to have you.
Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
You can learn more about this on our website, wgnsradio.com.